Okay, this is Parag Zion and he'll host about them. We're getting into more specific authors that have to do with the Get Shichor, which is the contract, so to speak, that's given to the servant to allow him to go free. And some limitations in different cases. Halacha Aleph, Get Shichor Tzarach Shiyeh Inyano Davar HaKoris Beino Vein Adonav. So whatever the wording is inside the Get Shichor, that's the, again, the deed that allows the servant to go free. It has to be clear in it that it is severing the relationship between the master and the servant. And the master can have no more rights to him, so to speak. Let's say, for instance, a master writes to a slave, so that he says, you and everything I own, except for, let's say, this baseball bat, okay, what it calls, is now yours. That's not considered a complete severance, so I get batal, and the sale and the deed doesn't work. And we talk sheno get, and since it's not a good get shikhar, ain't even mishukhar, he's not free. It doesn't make any acquire any of the property. Okay, halacha beis. Now eved shehivi get the kasubo. But let's say the server brings a get shechor and it says in it atzmo, right? Kana. So it says you your person and all the things that I own are purchased by you. So then kona is considered a good purchase. Therefore he's free. However, when it comes to the property, he doesn't really own them. Until the authenticity of those who signed it is can be validated, like any other star. So too, if the document says, right, all my property is acquired by you, acquires himself, meaning he can go free. He doesn't get the property. Excuse me, sorry. So first, he has to authenticate it that it was signed properly. So then what we do is so we divide what's contained in the contract of Omer. We say atzmo, we say he acquires his own freedom because we trust that when he brings his get shechor, we don't have to validate it. When it comes to property that a person would never acquire unless there's clear proof. So then he doesn't acquire it until the authenticity of the document is actually verified. Let's say a master tries to free two servants with one shtar, one get shechor, so neither one of them goes free until they have their own get shechor. That's why if a person wrote in one document transferring all of his property to his servants, even they themselves don't go free. But let's say he wrote it in two different documents, it works, and then they can free each other. Only when the master writes in each of the documents, all my property is given to so and so, and so and so, my servants. But let's say he writes, half my property is given to that slave, servant, and that one to that servant. Even with two different contracts, there's no kinyan. He doesn't go free. She'eved michlal nechassim, because the servant is considered like property. There's half remaining, meaning he owns half. It's not considered going free. And since he didn't go free, he therefore has no right to any of the property. Let's say a person tries to get a get shechor to only half of his servant. So the slave doesn't acquire half of himself, and therefore he's still a full slave or servant. Let's say half of him. What do you call it? He's released because of a monetary payment. So let's say, for instance, he pays back off some of the debt he owes, let's say half of it, in exchange for freeing half of himself. Kana, that's considered good. So that's the case where a person's half a servant and half free. This only applies when he releases half of himself with a get shechor and half remaining. Let's say half of him was freed, half of him sold, or half of him was free and the other half was given as a gift. Since the servant went out of his domain completely, right, and therefore he has acquired half of his freedom, right? And therefore he's half servant, half free. So too a slave that's owned by two partners, and one of them and one frees his half of him, whether it's with money or the get shechor. So the Eved acquires half of his freedom, and again, he's considered half free and half servant. Let's say the master writes a get shikhar for his maidservant who's pregnant, and he writes, Hare at bat choren, v'ladcha eved. He says, you are free, but your child remains to be a servant to me. Dvar kam, and it works. Hare es shifcha, hare at shifcha v'vladcha ben choren. Let's say he says, you are, what do you call it? You are still a maidservant, but your what do you call it? Your child will go free. Lomar lo klum. He hasn't done anything. Excuse me. That's like someone who only set half the person free. Now, shivcha charufa, that's a case where a non-Jewish maidservant is like half married, and there's two owners. So if the master decides to free her other half, because she's already half free, and therefore she'd be completely married, she could be freed, whether it was money or with a contract, because money itself can also complete her freedom. If someone is a half servant, half free, he's not permitted. So he's not permitted to a non-Jewish maidservant nor to a free person, free woman. Kofanis Rabo. So what do? We force his master of Ososo ben Choren to make him completely free. And we have a shtar, a contract written stating that the servant owes back half of his value. And what does this apply? Eved. This applies to a male servant. Ish mitzuba, because he's commanded in procreation of al shivcha, but when it comes to the maidservant, tishaher, excuse me, tishaher kamoshehi, she what do you call it, remains the way she is. Veveda says Rabba, yom echad ve'esasa yom echad. So what'd she do? One day she works for her master, one day she works for herself. Let's say people minag hafker, but let's say the evil people treat her in a way where she is what do you call it, in an unacceptable way to try to take advantage of her. Kovanis Rabla Shachar, then we force the master to free her. The Kosav Aleha Shtar Bechatzi Damea, and then what do you call it? A bill of release is written on condition that she pays back the half that she owes. Again, when a person is half servant, half free, She Amad Rabo. So the master says, he gets up and says, V'hitne Chetzil of Noakatan. He transferred half the ownership, that half the slave part or servant part to his son, little son. Kadeshlo Yikofo Oso Bezdin L'Shachar. This way, Bezdin won't force him to release him. Mamid the Bezin Lakatan Apotropos. So then Bezin appoints a guardian for this little kid. The Kosal Apotropos gets Shikhor. And then the guardian writes on behalf of the kid the contract releasing him. The Kosal Star Chov Bechatidamav. He also writes the promissory note, the IOU for half the money owed. Then Mr. Akatam Evan. However, if the kid needs the servant, Yeshlo Gaguinolov, and he has a certain like desire to keep him, Mafliganoso, right? So then we separate him from him with the money, Mimenu Vamos. And the reason why is because he'll want the money much more than he'll want the servant. So when a person is about to die, he writes down on a contract all his property goes to a servant. What do you call it? He gets better. So then he gets the possession of his property back. But he doesn't get possession of the servant. Because the servant's already considered to be free. Then it's Parak Zayin, and we will continue with Parak Ches next time.